Me and Maggie was both ranch-raised, but we went in different directions when we reached maturity. I stuck with the ranch life and went into full-time security work, and she moved to town. For some reason, she never took to ranch life. Growing up, it seemed that everything we pups did was either too loud or too dirty for her. Just to give you an example, we never could get her to go into the sewer with us. She just didn't take to it. She never cared a lick about chewing on old smelly bones either, or playing in the mud or digging holes. She didn't even have any interest in cow work. Moving to town was a good thing for her. She found a good home and staked out her own version of cowdog life, which always seemed a little strange to me, but I wouldn't want to judge anybody else. Oh, and she never went in for nicknames either. The blessed woman will go to her grave calling herself Margaret and me Henry. She always thought Hank sounded undignified or something like that. But even though me and Sis went our different ways, we remained close over the years, and she was always delighted when I dropped in for a visit. She kind of looked up to me as her big brother, see? And I think it kind of tickled her for me to drop in and talk to the kids about the old cowdog ways. You know, show them how country dogs lived and tell them some stories, that kind of thing. Oh, every now and then she'd put on like she didn't want the young'uns exposed to such crude ways. But I knew that down deep, where it really counted, she was glad to have me there with the kids. Who wouldn't be? It ain't every town kid that has an uncle who runs a 6,000-acre ranch and fights. I guess I've already mentioned that. Anyway, her kids were pretty lucky. Well, poor old Mag had that headache problem and had to go to bed with it. I stuck my head in the doghouse door and told her not to worry about the kids. I'd take care of everything. She let out a groan. I guess that old head was really throbbing.